Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Very excited about our good friend Olala Njinga being back on the show. Olala is let me see if I may have trouble reading this. I may have trouble explaining this. This is not easy. This is new stuff for Olala, folks. She was a founder and the CEO of Yellowwood Group, which is the organization that's back when it was easy to introduce her. But now she's got one of these fancy. She's got these fancy government jobs, and I'm just gonna have her help me out with this. Olala Njinga, one of our favorite people in the galaxy. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. You're always welcome here. Now I'm looking here, Athena PowerLink.
So I've sat on the governing board for Athena PowerLink, which is basically a think tank to help small business owner women.
Athena PowerLink.
Athena.
Sounds like a subversive group to me, but.
hey, I didn't make the name. But they're a great international group.
Sounds like I might get hurt if I just stumbled in over there or
you
something.
You know, we welcome men. Men are
okay,
welcome,
good.
But women. Because
I want to know what you guys. I want to know what you guys are up to. That's the reason I would come over because. I want to know what you're up to. All right, so
to
you're a member of the governing board. You help women.
Yeah.
In business, Athena PowerLink,
mm-hmm.
And then you're also part of the governor's NC Works Commission.
I am. The North Carolina Works is a commission that is the basically the joining of our Commerce Department and our state workforce development, and I sit as the vice chair, and I also hold the small business seat representing the needs of North Carolina business owners.
So, folks, but before that, she was a very successful entrepreneur who started and grew, and I don't just mean adding a few customers, she grew multiple cities, her organization. So now she's giving back, she's helping people, she's spreading her wings around some folks who can use the help and giving back in a way that I admire very much. So Olala, congratulations. It's been fun
to watch you
reinvent yourself and to see the direction of your heart and your experience. So you've got some suggestions on some things that we can do to get started next year off on the right foot. Give us the first one.
I do. You know, I spend all of my time with small business owners, and there's a couple of things that I feel like are super important for them to do. I narrowed it down to three things, and the very first thing, which I find surprising, is evaluate what's working, what's not working, and what can be improved. Oftentimes, small business owners get so caught up in their season, whatever season that is, whether it's the holiday season
mm-hmm.
or summer or, you know, whatever quarter it is, that they don't look at the whole year, whether it be a traditional calendar year or their fiscal year. They don't look at everything to ask those three questions. Well, what's working? Can we document what's really working, what's really moving the needle in the business, and what's not working? You'd be surprised how many small business owners don't stop doing what's not working.
But here's why. Here's why, Olala. Because yesterday it worked. It only just stopped working today.
Wait, Olala.
And we don't believe it.
And we don't. Yeah, that's why I said I don't know that I agree with that. In fact, it probably stopped working a long time ago. What's happening is they're throwing much more effort, much more money, much more time to it, and they believe it's working.
Mm-hmm.
And because they've already thrown so much into it, they want to believe that it's working. But
that's called the sunk cost theory.
Isn't it the truth?
The sunk cost problem. Also called the Concord fallacy.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then wrapping that up, what can be improved? And, you know, if anybody doesn't think that this is not worth time, let me tell you, I can speak from experience about the what's working, what's not working, what can be improved. For a few years ago for my company, the what can be improved was we stopped offering an annual engagement contract.
Mm-hmm.
And we cut it in half. And if you can believe this, we actually made more money when we only did six-month engagements and customers opted to continue the relationship and continue to renew.
Hmm.
So we actually made more money when we kind of, I would say, in a way, gave them an out, let's say, and stuck to our guns about the scope of work. So when you look at the things that can be improved, look across the entire business, your processes, vendor relationships, how you invoice people, customers, you know, slow-paying customers, customers that are great paying, but maybe they need two people on your staff in order to manage
key
them.
Key employees who aren't keeping up.
Yes, we'll talk about that one when we talk about
what to identify.
Hold on to
that thought. You got a website?
I do. growandwin.com or olala.com.
All right. Spell Olala for them.
O-L-A-L-A-A.
Just like your mama wrote it. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.